This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Life sustains itself by cell division. So does cancer. Breast cancer cells multiply faster because of CDK4/6 proteins. But what if we could block those proteins and stop runaway cell division? To that end, Dana-Farber scientists laid the foundation for CDK4/6 inhibitors, new drugs that are increasing the survival rate for many advanced breast cancers. Dana-Farber's momentum of discovery keeps finding new ways to outmaneuver cancer. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Private equity investors are really into drug rehab as a business line. I'm David Brancaccio. First, there's word this morning the U.S. economy grew at an annual rate of 2.9% October through December. That means moderate expansion persisted despite inflation, higher interest rates, and all the warnings of recession ahead. Let's look under the hood. On the line from Chicago is Diane Swonk, the chief economist at the audit, tax, and advisory firm KPMG. Hi, Diane.
Good morning.
Consumers were really driving this forward in the last 3 months of the year. What were we buying?
Well, we actually bought a lot of stuff because discounting really helped. We saw everything from spending on services to spending on goods increase. The overall number in consumer spending was up 2.1%, so it counted for a lot of the 2.9% rise. Bad news is, you know, big increase in government spending as well, not expected. Double-digit gains as we ramped up infrastructure spending. You know, a blessing and a curse for the Federal Reserve.
Because people need to understand, it's not just growth in this report. There are some measures of inflation that our central bankers like to keep an eye on.
Inflation cooled, but not anywhere near what they would like to see inflation at, with the government still ramping up on infrastructure spending sooner than many people expected. That's going to be yet another issue the Federal Reserve has to deal with when trying to cool the economy.
All right. That's Diane Swonk. She's the chief economist at KPMG. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Several U.S. airlines today released strong forecasts for profits as the year goes on. Alaska, JetBlue, and American, given what one analyst is calling revenge travel, an impulse to get even for not traveling during pandemic. China's reopening is expected to also help airline bottom lines. It's been more than 2 years since U.S. regulators allowed the Boeing 737 MAX airliner to return to service. It had been grounded after two crashes, which killed 346 people. The planes were found to have had faulty software design. Today, for the first time, Boeing will face a criminal charge of fraud in a federal court. Marketplace's Nova Safo is here with more.
Yeah, David, this is an unusual situation. Victims' families got a federal judge to order Boeing to court, despite a deal with the Justice Department that gave the company immunity from prosecution. Now, that was in 2021. Boeing agreed to a $2.5 billion payment in addition to that immunity deal, and to agree to also strengthen its compliance program and its communications with regulators. Now, prosecutors charged Boeing with misleading the FAA about a key software program called MCAS. This was a new system put into MAX planes, and it was found to be the cause of the two crashes, one in 2018 and the other a few months later in 2019, which killed everyone on board those planes. The federal judge who set the hearing today ruled that Boeing representatives still had to come to court and to hear victims' impact statements from families of those killed. Boeing also will enter a plea during the hearing.
Do the families want Boeing to face a criminal trial?
Well, a lawyer representing families says what they want is for the Justice Department to throw out the settlement and to impose a court-appointed monitor on Boeing's safety practices. Now, that's something the Justice Department back in 2021 said was not necessary because, among other things, authorities thought the misconduct was limited. Now, the judge has not ruled on whether the settlement should be thrown out, but we'll have to see. The only person who was criminally charged was one of Boeing's technical pilots. He was acquitted by a jury last year in the very same courtroom, David, in Fort Worth, Texas, where Boeing will appear today.
Nova, thank you. The electric vehicle company Tesla announced record profits for last quarter and said it's going to spend $3.5 billion to expand light-duty electric truck production in Nevada. CEO Elon Musk says he does see some contraction coming to that market. Tesla stock has lost 50%, half its value in a year, but it's up 8% this morning.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Palo Alto Networks. As you innovate to transform your business in today's digital world, how do you stay secure? At Palo Alto Networks, our mission is to protect your digital way of life. Whether it's unprecedented opportunities or uncertainties with AI and whatever comes next, we continually deliver innovation to make each day safer and more secure than the one before. More at paloaltonetworks.com.
Big money has been flowing into addiction medicine, largely fueled by interest from investment pools, private equity. The ongoing opioid crisis and improved insurance coverage for rehab programs are attractive to investors. Blake Farmer of WPLN, in partnership with Kaiser Health News, reports on an influx of cash exposing differences over how to best treat addiction with medication or without.
Offering people medication to help with the initial detox is universally accepted, but keeping patients on drugs like Suboxone to reduce cravings for opioids, perhaps indefinitely, is where there's still disagreement. Tierney Valentine regularly attends 12-step meetings at one of the campuses that sold recently, Nashville Recovery Center.
There was just constantly something for me to walk into so that I didn't make a bad decision and relapse.
But unlike many people in the program, she realized medication was the only way to maintain her sobriety.
Just because I tried it the other way and I needed a little bit more assistance.
The Abstinence Focus Center and the affiliated Sober Living Program and Detox Facility were purchased by Texas-based BRC Recovery in 2021. BRC had just received backing from two private equity firms to fund its expansion. The company said in a statement it does offer medication-assisted treatment when appropriate, though its website plainly states that its Sober Living Program does not allow use of Suboxone. That's despite medication-assisted treatment being recommended by federal authorities. Michael Botticelli was director of national drug control policy under the Obama administration.
Any program that is not offering medications, particularly for opioid use disorder, should not be in business in 2023.
Botticelli is all for business help from private equity investors. In fact, he sits on a clinical advisory board for the private equity-backed Behavioral Health Group. He sees a role for them to help standardize the highly fragmented industry, but warns investors would be wise to put their money into the most proven clinical programs.
I firmly believe that offering high-quality care is actually a better business model than opening subpar care.
With all the money flooding into addiction medicine, Botticelli says it's more urgent than ever to tighten up regulations and require that licensed facilities follow the latest science. In Nashville, I'm Blake Farmer for Marketplace.
Kaiser Health News, which partnered on that report, is a nonprofit journalism operation not affiliated with the Kaiser Health Insurance Company. David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.